When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wantable navigates the world of fashion to bring you the latest trends personalized just for you and delivered right to your doorstep each month. It's like having your very own stylist. Choose from their fitness edit services where you can take a quick quiz and you can discover hand-picked items chosen to perfectly match your preferences. Keep what you love, return what you don't. Returns are free. You can cancel or skip at any time. They've got something for everyone, whether you're running errands or you're going to yoga. Everything is incredibly personalized. You can try all the stuff on in your own home, and it's price sensitive, so you pick what you want to spend. There's no obligation to keep anything. Try on designer brands in your living room. Send it back for free shipping. Go to wantable.com/Jillian to get started. Take that fitness quiz. Let them help you out. wantable.com/Jillian. You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. And now, Jillian Michaels. Are we recording?
We are recording now.
Okay. Go ahead, Janice. Tell the people what you're wearing.
Okay, you know what? There's a reason for my outfit.
Oh, I can't wait. Jake, maybe you should describe Janice's outfit.
Well, Janice has a nice blue heathered V-neck from...
Heathered?
That's what you call it, right?
No,
heather?
You're right, Jake.
Tucked into...
What's heathered mean?
It's where it's like, not a solid color. It's like got lights and darks in it.
Wow, yeah. Look at Jake. What are you? Yeah. Christian Dior?
Tucked into some black... Are those jeans or khakis?
They're parachute pants.
They're parachute pants
from like 1984. Were you even born, Jake?
I was not.
That's what those are.
They're not parachute.
They're parachute pants.
They're stretch. They're hipster stretch.
I suppose they're comfortable if you're flying from Canada.
That's right, Jake. Thank you,
Tucked
Jake.
In. But she's wearing a belt that I swear to God I had.
Looks like the Boy Scouts.
15 years ago. It's a skateboarding company, Element. Yeah. It's one of those belts that doesn't have any holes in it. You clip it. You just clip it down.
It's off center. And then she's got the excess hanging off like a giant elephant schlong.
It should be looped into a loop. It could.
Yeah.
Where did you get this is a very sporty look. And the reason I have the big shoes on is because
I didn't see the shoes.
Okay, here's my shoes.
Oh, wow. These bright yellow laces with these black, gray, blue, and yellow shoes.
You know what? The thing is, I'm looking good. But when I walked through the airport today, people went, now there's a styling old gal. I just walked through the airport, just like,
keep in mind that these are Canadians.
Hi, how are you? Nice to see you.
Yeah, they are Canadians. You know how those Canadians are. Very forgiving.
No, but the reason for the outfit is I fell down the mountain on Monday. I fell down a mountain. and I was like Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie, just buried the Revenant. Buried there. Thank God Millie stayed with me. She stayed with me the whole time, not like those other people in
that
movie.
You just laid there? Like I've fallen and I can't get up?
Well, I had to because I was writhing in pain. Like this. Like that.
Got any cool battle scars?
Yeah. Well, my ankle's all screwed up.
Oh.
Yep. Thank you for this. Thank you both for the support and love.
How'd you get back?
I had to. It took me forever. Because I was up the mountain and I slipped on, there was the water's running off in Canada. There's a thing called runoff and the shale rock. And I went, and it went snap. And I went, oh, go, go. Like Leonardo DiCaprio, it buried alive. And then I had to make my way.
It's called The Revenant.
Well, whatever it is.
Did you fight a bear?
No, I didn't. But I could have. I had my bears. You know what, Jake? Why have you started talking like Jillian?
You've just
never been like that.
No,
he's never been like that.
You're comparing yourself to Leo DiCaprio.
Well, anyway.
Was there a bear? Because that was sort of the whole point of that movie. And then he took the claws. I stopped watching that movie like 90 minutes in because at that point I think I had it.
You had another 90 minutes to go.
Kind of went like this.
That
the
was
whole
all...
kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I figured he was just going to go back and kill Tom Hardy's character, so at that point I thought I had it.
I didn't see it.
Speaking of, though,
yes?
Actually, there is something I want to talk about. Have you guys seen The Big Short?
No, I haven't, but I've heard it's amazing.
You have to see it. It's so scary, actually. It's about the whole housing market crash in 2008.
And it's that whole gang of actors that did...
Oh, my God. It's Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
It's Christian Bale.
Steve Carell.
It's... oh, my God. He's huge. Ryan Gosling. It's like... Anyway, I'm watching this movie, and it's all about the whole subprime mortgage thing. And in all fairness, they're, you know... They basically acknowledge right away that most of us don't understand what happened.
Right.
And I really don't. And they're like, you probably have a quote that you use so that you don't look dumb. And here's mine. Here's what I know about it up until this movie, right? I was like, well, we got into these mortgages with an adjustable rate, and then the adjustable rate kicked in after several years and everybody lost their house. But it is so much more complicated than that. And when everyone runs around talking about crooks on Wall Street, and they're not kidding. At the end of the movie, they recap what happened. And you ready for the answer? Nothing. These guys flat out defrauded millions and millions of people. And they had these like AAA insured bonds. And essentially that means, right, when something's AAA, basically it means like it's gold. Like it's as good as gold, right? Nothing can go wrong, but what it all was crap. And it was all stuff they couldn't sell. It was all junk. And they repackaged all their junk, put it together, and put it in these CDs, and then had them reevaluated, and said that they were like AAA insured. So they used an analogy, and they had Anthony Bourdain in it, right? And Anthony Bourdain's like, I buy all this halibut on Friday. By Monday, I couldn't sell the halibut. Well, instead of like taking the hit on all this bad fish, I cut it all up and I dump it all into a stew and I say it's seafood gumbo. And I remark, right? Okay. But it's all bad fish, essentially. So anyway, to make a long story short, like they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew it was all junk. They knew it was all bad. And the SEC wasn't even looking at what the banks were doing. And they were just saying, oh yeah, it's all good. Oh yeah, it's all good. Oh yeah, it's all good. They weren't regulating. Well, of course,
that's when it blew apart.
The whole thing blew to smithereens. Millions of people were out of work. The whole economy starts to collapse. Bear Stearns collapses, right? And that's when the government had to step in and bail out the banks.
Oh.
But instead, and like there were a handful of guys that saw this whole thing coming for several years. One guy actually figured it out, and they never really tell you how. And he offered the government, when all was said and done, to tell them how he found it, and he knew, and he caught it. And they not only didn't want to interview him, and they didn't want to talk to him. The IRS turned around, audited him four times, like went after him. So he figures it out.
I got for a second here, just for one second.
You're lost.
No. Is this a movie review or is this?
No. Hold on. I'm going somewhere with it.
Okay.
I swear to God.
Wait, is this a documentary or is this a movie?
It's a movie about a book. That's a true story, based on a true story.
But, okay, this, okay. But just so everybody knows, this isn't a movie review. This is actually a segment.
Well, yeah, it's a segment for a reason, though.
Okay.
But to make a long story short, a handful of guys pick up on it, right?
Yep.
And they all bet against the housing market. And that's called shorting, when you bet against something. Okay. Hence the big short, right? And they bet against it in the tune of billions of dollars. To make a long story short, you know, they're all this handful of men, they're extraordinarily wealthy now. But the bad guys never paid the piper. They got the bailout from the government, and then they used the bailout money to pay themselves huge bonuses, send their kids to private school, and lobby Congress to not put in any reform. So I bring this up for one reason. There is a reason. Because at the end of the day, you have to know what you're signing. And that is, I mean, because you can't trust, obviously, if you can't trust the system, if you can't trust big government, if you can't trust big food, if you can't trust big business, if you can't trust big pharma, what do you have?
But Jillian, we're asked to sign something every day. We're asked to sign an agreement almost every day. You go online. Do you agree to this? Who reads it?
My brother. You know those Apple things that you say you agree? It's basically spyware.
There's a South Park episode about that.
Yeah, it's basically spyware. It's their ability to spy on you for the most part and like go into your
You can't get the, but if you want to, if you are quickly want to get an app, whatever.
But now you know, okay? So let's say you now go, oh, they have access to everything on my computer. Like one of the things that we do in my company, we're super careful. We were not on iCloud, nothing. Zippo, nada. I pull everything off my computer, put it on a drive, it goes in the safe. We're super careful about that stuff. Any financial stuff, any personal stuff, anything like that. All the kids' private record, like all that stuff.
Do you guys wear foil paper hats?
Janice, you're laughing. I'm serious.
No, I'm not laughing.
I'm telling you. And yeah. And the thing is, here I'm going to bring up another point about what you're saying. The reason, by the way, that so many fell victim to this is because of exactly what you just said. They don't want to look at the bad things that happen in the world. And a couple of these investors became multimillionaires off of nothing by betting on bad news. Because nobody wants to look at what's going to go wrong.
True.
So, for example, one of those guys that did the big short, guess what his number one investment is right now? Water. What does that tell you?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Manus.
I don't know what it tells me.
Well, obviously, you know, if you pay attention, water's going to be a major issue in like 15, 20 years. We're already having massive droughts, you know, around the world.
Yes.
The climate is changing at a rapid pace. I'm drilling a well in our backyard because I'm like, this shit's going to get real here. But nobody wants to look at it, right? Are you also wearing a tinfoil hat? All I'm saying is the bottom line is that there is a certain amount of personal accountability that no one wants to take on here. And it's the same. I see it across the board.
But they make it difficult. They make it difficult to be personally accountable. When you've got to read 8 pages to get a friggin' app, you know what I mean? They make it difficult. So
you weigh it. You weigh out the pros and cons. But if you're going to sign a loan on a friggin' house, you better know what the hell's in there. Because think about it, you better spend a couple, maybe $1,000 on a lawyer to go through that and tell you what's in there.
No, you're absolutely right.
What is in there? And let me tell you, do you know I made these mistakes very early on in my career? I had a corrupt business manager who got me into a bunch of garbage deals. And I was like, oh, sign here? Yeah. I mean, I learned my lesson the hard way.
Look at the NSYNC boys and their manager.
Oh, yeah. People make this mistake all the time. And the bottom line is that we can't, when it's all said and done, turn around and go, oh, bad guy, bad guy, bad guy, bad guy, because we can't expect other people to be accountable for our actions. I was watching this movie going, if somebody had just at any point looked into this beyond the obvious, you could have stopped yourself. Like, what made you think you could afford it?
Because it's the dream. You forget about that. When someone says you can own your house, isn't that the dream? to own your house, to be your own person, to have your own
place. But if you're not there yet, look what happens.
But that's the manipulation.
But they put you there.
That's what Donald Trump just said recently. I play to people's fantasies. And that's what he does.
Perfectly.
I mean, what this guy says, I've traveled the world, obviously. Anytime I'm out of this country, the first thing a foreigner will ask me is, are you guys serious about this Donald Trump thing? They can't believe it. The world is watching with their mouth agape. I can imagine you guys in Canada are just like, this can't be happening.
Absolutely.
This can't be happening. I just got back from Australia and they're like, you guys, is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one can believe it. The guy, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop drugs. I'm going to build a wall. A wall? I mean, watch if you want to know how absurd that is, watch two episodes of Narcos on Netflix. In the 70s, they were building literally cocaine into the fiberglass of cars and driving them across a wall.
His subliminal hate is so powerful.
Oh, he's terrifying. He scares the shit out of me.
Blacks.
But he gets black people in his ads. To hate on immigrants. Then he gets a black person on to then hate on another minority.
Like that the immigrant kid who shot the...
Yes.
Yeah, and they have the father.
It's internalized racism.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's the face of American hatred. He's giving it a voice and he's telling you it's good and that it's okay. Instead of having healthy shame about the things, you know, that we all have these things, but we need to be like, ooh, that's an ugly part of me. I got to work on that. Where is that coming from? Instead, it's like, yeah, yeah. What's different is bad. I mean, he is the devil, that guy.
But doesn't this wrap around to exactly what you're saying?
Yeah, it does.
We don't want to look. It's like what you just said. Yeah, I have shame about the way I kind of look at things, and I have to have a different conversation. I have to change my conversation.
Man.
And it's exactly like you're selling dreams. You're selling these things. And if we're too afraid to look at the fine print.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. If you don't want to know the truth. I mean, and there was a great, it was a funny quote in the movie, and it said, the truth is like poetry, and most people hate poetry. And then it had a joke about, like, who said it.
Or understand poetry.
Yeah.
You know.
Can't handle the truth. Tom Cruise. You can't handle the truth. It was actually Jack Nicholson. Bottom line is, listen, you know, the world's a scary place. Go see this movie. And I'm telling you, it's a scary place. And if you want to safeguard yourself, then you got to look at the fact that it is kind of a scary place. And you need to know what you're getting yourself into. Because if you're just that positive thinking stuff is a dangerous, dangerous business. It
Absolutely.
Really is. It deludes you into denial. It really does. And then you walk right in front of a speeding bus. And there's a lot of great self-help books now that talk about how positive thinking is extremely dangerous. Anyway, do your homework. The only one that's going to look out for you is you. If you want something done right, you do it yourself. The only person that cares about your business is you. End of story.
All righty.
I'm telling you, go see that movie. Mack Weldon is reinventing men's basics by melding old-school quality with modern-day technology. These guys believe in smart design, premium fabrics, a feeling of luxury, and simple shopping. All their products are naturally antimicrobial because they've got silver woven in to eliminate odor. Actually, silver, by the way, guys, it is a big antibacterial, in case you didn't know. It manages moisture, and it keeps the boys cool. Well, what do you want me to say? I'm telling the truth. They want them to be comfortable. They want you to be comfortable, gentlemen. So if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they'll still refund you. No questions asked. Not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look so good, they perform well, too. It's good for working out. It's good for going to work. It's good for going on dates and everyday life. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using the promo code Jillian.
Okay, I'm going to get very vulnerable in this snappy segment.
Oh, shit.
I have to tell you.
Oh, God. Where's my chapstick?
Do you remember the last time we got together?
Can I chew gum on this? Or?
Well, as long as it's not chewing.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just trying to prepare myself.
I don't really want to bring this up, but I don't think I'm alone, okay? I really don't think I'm alone.
Oh, God.
Okay,
No,
I'm not a man, but I am in my mid-50s.
You're straight.
No, we've already discussed that. I'm not straight.
I'm just waiting for you
I'm
to
a
come
gay up. Woman. Okay, I'm not a man. I'm not straight.
You're gay?
Okay, I'm in my mid-50s, and my body... Remember a couple of years ago when I was in yoga and I was in downward dog and I looked down and I didn't recognize my knees? Remember, yeah, I was shocked because I went, whose legs are those? And I went, oh, my sweet Jesus, they're mine.
Yeah.
Because they look different.
Okay.
Okay. I truly...
I'm listening.
Well, it's just hard for me to say.
Okay.
But
yeah. Hold on. I'm just tangled in my cords.
Okay, I've wet my pants a few times.
We know that, though.
No, but I mean... Like the one time in here that's when I laughed, when I did. But I just, something, and I talked to my sister about it. I said, oh my God, Janine, I've literally wet my pants a couple of times. Now for my sister had four babies, four big 12 pound. My sister naturally gave birth to a 12 pound, 11 pound.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right. So there's a thing called, we call it Giggy in a Basket.
Okay.
When you're, there's the basket, the bladder, like if you've had children, because where the child sits, that pushes the bladder down. And a lot of women have to get that operation where it lifts your giggy. It lifts your, I don't even know what it's called. Anyway, okay. I have never given birth. I'm a pretty in shape.
Workout's amazing.
I haven't had large things in my yabba dabba doo.
Maybe that's your problem.
Oh boy.
I'm just saying, there's no reason.
I think that might be your problem.
That I have large things in my yabba dabba doo.
Okay, so yeah. So here's the thing.
Just to preface it. I'm not just pissing my pants all the time. It's just there's times where it's just like, oh dear.
It happens around us pretty often.
Yeah, I pee a lot.
No, just because something happens in here. But, you know, but yes.
What happens?
Just sometimes I'm surprised by certain things that are said. And I kind of go, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, no. So, but anyway, my sister said that makes no sense. It makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense. It's just female incontinence. It happens to guys,
oh,
too.
Oh, please. You know, don't say that.
I'm serious. It is. And it can happen for a ton of reasons. It could be anything from menopause, childbirth.
I'm in menopause. Okay, the childbirth, no. Menopause, yes. So one and one.
But it's easy to manage, though, dude. And it's basically because it's called the PC muscle. I can't pronounce this. It's like... pubococcygeus. I literally cannot pronounce it. It's a muscular sheet that, quote, helps anchor your urethra, vagina, anus, and rectum in their proper anatomic locations.
Don't tell me that part's going to go
too. I'm telling you, it's moving around.
That's
the last muscle
thing I
weakens,
need.
These structures.
Did I tell you I'm starting a new show? Hi. My name's Janice Ungaro. Welcome to the show. Life.
My anus. It shipped into my forehead.
I'm sorry. I've just shit myself. We'll be right back.
You need to wear a diaper, Manus.
No. But you know what? And that's...
Do you want help?
No, but I'm just saying. And you know what? A lot of people do have to. And I get that because there's a lot of people that have to. So we can't... I don't want to make light of that. But
James,
if
you don't get on top of this, who knows where your anus could end up?
No, but I don't.
I'm shipped. It could fall out of your butt. Have you heard about that?
No.
It does.
I know on
it
the
does.
Airplane, you can't sit and flush because it sucks all your insides out.
No, if you're not strong, that's not true. If you're not, if you don't keep all that stuff tight, your whole anus can fall out of your butt.
Excuse me, the woman in 13C? I'm sorry. You left your intestine. Your intestines are at the front of the plate.
You.
Get out of here. No. What do you mean my anus is going to fall out?
Prolapses. Your butt can fall out of yourself. Your uterus can slide out of there.
Your imparts. Don't.
Nicole,
you know what?
Google if your rectum can fall out of your anus, please.
Keep image search off.
Yeah. No, but I'm just, but honestly.
You can,
it's,
though, but that's not what I'm trying to help you
but on. But it is kind of weird because it's not like...
It's just, buddy, this muscle is weak. That's all. And you're not having any sex, so you're certainly not using it, God knows.
Oh, so you mean if I had sex, I
think
would
you'd
use
be
it.
Using it. Yeah.
Why?
You got to grab it. You got to grab things with that.
Is that called
a rectum? My
Nicole
vagina!
Nicole,
Is that called rectal prolapse?
Yes! Ugh. When your butt falls out of your butt.
Okay, it might, but I'm not really having problems with
look,
my butt.
Janice, look.
Rectal prolapse is a condition in which the rectum, the last part of the large intestine before it exits the anus, loses its normal attachments inside the body, allowing it to telescope out through the anus, thereby turning it inside out.
Okay. Okay, you know what? Maybe that might happen next week, but right now,
I'm just peeing yourself.
No, but
that's the first step, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It only gets worse.
So you're just gonna.
You're just gonna strengthen the muscle, or your butt's
but
gonna fall out of your butt. So it's not just gonna be pee. All you gotta do is do your Kegels.
No, but you're telling.
Look, dude, go on Google and Google strengthen PC muscle.
No, but I've heard of Kegels. I have heard of that.
Is that so easy? Well, you're peeing. Okay, the way to do a Kegel is you just act like you're stopping a stream of pee.
Right.
Simple.
But is that?
Here's a wiki how. Yeah, 10 really slow squeezes for each set. Take 5 seconds to slowly squeeze your PC muscle as tight as you can. Yeah, so you do it 10 times at first. Yeah.
But do you think it's one of those things where...
There's a whole thing about how to locate it. So look, pretend that you're urinating and try to stop the flow of urine with a quick muscle contraction. That's how you locate the muscle, right? Then they say flex the PC muscle 20 times and breathe normally. Then the next one are the 10 slow squeezes for 5 seconds. Then you go into the intermediate level. And they talk about, then you got to put things in there and hold on to them. Then you got to shoot out a ping pong ball. And then you got to smoke a cigarette.
Blow out your birthday cake.
Yes! No, I'm lying about the cake, but... And the cigarette one. But the other three, I wasn't. And then it goes into intermediate, 1 or 2 second holds, clench for 5 to 10 seconds, do it 3 times a day. Look, Janice, we're going to rehab your PC muscle.
Well, but you know what?
Wiki
honestly,
how.
In all fairness to
how
myself.
How to do PC muscle exercises, 11 steps on Wiki How, and then you'll stop pissing yourself and your ass might not fall out.
Well, I think you're being mean about that. I think you're being mean now about my ass.
No, I'm not, actually.
I'm just saying that, you know what, it is, it's awkward because it does catch you. I remember my sister said that it used to, when she rode her horse, right? That's when she first started realizing that something, because when she...
Well, coughing, sneezing, laughing, anything that puts pressure on the abdomen, if you don't have a good, strong PC muscle.
Do you want to see the diagrams?
No, I don't want to see. My rear end is fine.
I'm trying to help you. This is good advice. I'm not kidding. You need to, if you think I'm joking, Kegel is like the most important exercise, especially when you're pregnant. And don't you straight girls grab on to things when they're in there?
Yes.
Yeah. See?
Well, I'm not going to change.
That's your problem, though. You're not grabbing on to it. It's not involuntary. My friends know how to do it.
I've met girls that mastered it.
Yeah. It's incredible what these bitches can do. And I'm telling you, if we could just get one of my friends on the phone, they would tell you that these women, these straight women, know how to grab that stuff in there and do interesting things. I think this is your problem.
Well, maybe I'll go on a straight cruise then.
Yes.
We chat about that on the cruise.
And you just
go. I've been on a gay cruise, but I've never been on a straight cruise.
I don't think, yeah. No, you got to grab things with it.
All right. Try
picking up a stack of quarters. I'm actually serious. Have you seen women weightlift?
I am not going I mean to stick some Nicole dirty Boone. Stack of quarters Nicole into Boone. My yabba doodah. I will practice the Kegels and I'll practice.
Google weightlifting vagina. Watch.
Oh boy.
What do you mean weightlifting vagina?
There are women that can pick up weights with theirs.
What do you mean women pick up weightlift with their? What are you talking about?
Weights.
They pick up. How do they pick up a weight with their vagina?
They use that muscle. I'm telling you. Come on, buddy.
So I didn't know, but that
see, this is real. I'm being serious. Like, no, as funny as it is, I am telling you.
But I honestly thought that it had. I mean, I know it's not with my age, but it's...
No, dude, you're not using the muscle. That's why it's atrophying and you're peeing everywhere. I'm trying to help you. It's been 7 years since anything's been in there.
It's not like nothing's been in there. I still ride the Ferris wheel. I just do it by myself.
Are you grabbing a hold?
No.
See?
Other ways.
Okay, well, that's not working. Oh! Okay, guys, Glossier time. Glossier. They are a skincare company out of New York. And they've got this new product that's getting a ton of attention called Milky Jelly. It's a face wash. And the reason people love it is because it's so gentle. Literally, you could open your eyes while you're washing your face and it will not sting. It's the same cleansing solution that's used in contact lens solution, so it's tough on impurities, but it's gentle. It won't strip your skin. It won't dry it out. It will leave your skin feeling soft and supple. It's got 5 skin conditioners in it to make sure that your skin retains its moisture. And if you don't love it, if you're not happy with their products, they offer free returns. You've got nothing to lose. Go to glossier.com, glossier.com. Enter the code Jillian, J-I-L-L-I-A-N, and get 20% off first purchase. Awesome.
All right. All the way from Illinois, Jenny wants to talk to you.
Hey, Jenny, how are you, buddy?
I'm well. How are you, Jillian?
Good.
So, I have been struggling with my bat wings, my arms, and just trying to sculpt them.
Ooh,
and, you know,
for a second, I was like, what? Jenny's got
my
bat
arms.
Wings. Well, okay. All right. Your arms. Mm-hmm. Let's clarify what we're talking about here.
So, I, you know, about 3.5 years ago, I lost about 70 pounds. And I've, you know, I really like the shape my body has been going into. However, I can't really tone and sculpt my arms. That's my trouble area, and I've been doing everything from changing up my cardio, my diet, the types of strength training I'm doing, and I can't seem to see any results.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Okay, you say you lost about 70 pounds?
I did.
All right. And, I mean, you know, you're smart. Is what you're talking about loose skin?
Well, potentially. I mean, I know there's a little fat in there, but it could be just the skin. But
okay,
the way it goes, I can see it. You know, the sag.
So, like, truly, do you when you flex your arm and you grab your arm, do you feel muscle in there?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean,
so honey, you are strengthening your arms, right? But the reality
yeah.
is, like, sometimes, you know, when we lose a little bit of weight, we can have
mm-hmm.
some loose skin, and I think what you're when you say bat wings, you're talking about the skin that woof, the skin that hangs down right from the tricep area, right? Like it's just like
exactly.
I mean I can pinch like 3 inches on mine actually right now. When I flex, I can still pinch it. So the thing of it is, look, you can lose weight, you can lose a little more weight, you can build a little more muscle, but the reality mm-hmm. is, you know, you're still going to have a little bit of excess skin. And there are 2 ways of handling that. One is surgery, which is painful, costly, and leaves a bad scar. Or you kind of get to a place where it is what it is. And while I know
yeah.
that sounds like, oh, well, that's a shitty answer, you know, let me try to preface it by saying this, okay? And, you know, I've been... Because I do what I do, you know, I'm pretty forthcoming, but it's not like I take pictures of my cellulite in the mirror. But it's like, dude, I've worked out my whole life. I mean, I'm not the world's greatest athlete. I'm not the world's most dedicated trainer with regard to mm-hmm. I'm in the gym and I kill it and I love working out. You know, that's not me. But I work out hard and, you know, I walk my walk. I talk my talk. And nevertheless, you know, I have cellulite on the back of my butt. My knees are not awesome. You know, I've always had like these little kind of saggy ass knees. They're not perfect. And I'm short, and you know what I mean? And it's like, it just, at the end of the day, we are all imperfect in a variety of ways. And also, we get older, and the body ages. I mean, there is no sort of perfection, right? There is no...
Right.
Brass ring. There is no end of the tunnel. There is no fixing all problems. And I kind of say, like, listen, if you're healthy, if you've lost your weight, if you're working out, I mean, of course, I could say, oh, yoga, it's great for the shoulders. And it is, you know, mm-hmm. great for the triceps and the shoulders. Awesome. Do yoga. And that, you know, and it, whenever my arms are in 6-6-6 shape, I'm doing lots of yoga. You got to add the bicep curls because there's no biceps in yoga. You know, some pull-ups on top of that will help. But at the end of the day, if you still have the skin there, which is a probability. We got to get past that conversation into a little more self-acceptance. And this is where, you know, this is where I'll say, hey, you know, you want exercises for the arms, do yoga a couple times a week and make sure to do your assisted pull-ups and your bicep curls. And, you know, you'll get there. But at the end of the day, if that skin's still there, you know, I defy you to find one woman who wouldn't look at her body and tell you what she'd like to change. Right? If she could. If it was physically possible. If she could. There's yet to be one. Honestly, I'd have a laundry list. If I was like, oh, really? Okay. I'd like my ass firmer. I'd like my knees thinner. I'd like my cellulite gone. I'd like my legs longer. I'd like my calves a little bigger, actually. I could go on and on and on. And it's like, but, you know, I can't. Mm-hmm. And I'm really good at being like, well, this part of my body's in ridiculous shape. Let's focus on that. Or it's just, at some point or another, I think you need to sit down and celebrate the fact that you've lost 70 pounds, yeah, that you know, that you're in great shape and, you know, and have a party. I think that's what you need to do, to be truthful. Have you done that? Yeah. Have you ever done that?
Have I partied for losing 70 pounds? I mean, I've celebrated. I've been very happy. Obviously, it's rewarding to buy a new wardrobe, but it's very expensive. So there is my celebration.
Okay.
And then just, you know, I'm a runner at heart. So, like, I run marathons and half marathons. I like that. And that is my celebration, to be able to go out and achieve those goals.
Yeah.
So, no, that is great. I love the fact that I've gotten to the point where I am. Obviously, I just want to see if I can...
You'll definitely see some improvement, but it's like you're talking about like skin that's hanging down. That's what you're talking about, and that's just a different animal. I'd say make your new goal a handstand. That's Janice's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I already do that.
Oh, you know what, Jenny? You can kiss my ass.
You know, I wanted to get clapped today, but I swore I was referring to profane language, but that's okay. thank you so much. I do admire your show so much, and I just started listening to it this year when I was training for a marathon, and I got much more than I bargained for. I thought, oh, this will be, you know, fun little fitness segment, and I've gotten so much more, and it's improved many aspects of my life. So thank you.
Honey, that's exactly what you need to be thinking about. Congratulations and bravo, because that's a big deal.
You.
All right, don't awesome. Forget yeah. that.
Thanks, Jenny. Okay. Thanks for calling. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
I wish I could. There's a part of me that always wants to be like, yoga. You just do yoga. Yeah. Huh? And there's the, right? That's the answer that everybody wants. And then, like, I don't have to tell, you don't have to tell the truth. She'll just be like, oh, I didn't do enough yoga. But I'm like, no, I'm just going to tell her the truth. Even though it's like, I'd rather tell her now, hey, you know, let's think about this for a second. You could do a handstand. You ran a marathon or whatever the heck, half marathon, whatever she was. You know, you lost 70 pounds. Skin.
I know. And you know what, Jill?
Skin.
And
you want a surgery, it'll go away.
But I know you've been asked that question. And I know you've been asked that question since I met you about spot reducing or this part, that part. And I love to hear you talk to people and work through the fact of what they can. You know, it's true. Is it? I don't know. I mean,
we could do it. Let's call the plastic surgeon. There's a bunch of them here. Got some great ones.
Yeah.
You want to do that? Is it worth it to you? Because that's the answer to that question. You know, tummy tuck, same thing. Skin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just at some point, it's like, that's the answer. You want the real answer of how to get rid of it? That's the answer. Do you want to go through that? Probably not. So then let's think about how to...
Absolutely.
Let's flip the script here.
Absolutely.
All right, Manus.
All right. All right, we have a question from Whitney.
Oh.
And the reason I'm asking this is because for years I tried to become one of your dancers, your background dancers. in your DVD presentations.
Oh.
But I thought it was kind of cool. But Whitney says, hello, I listen to the podcast every week. I would love to see a segment called The Making of a Fitness DVD. How do you choose the people who join you on the DVD? What is the rehearsal and filming schedule like?
Okay.
And is there someone giving you cues on timing the moves and what move is next?
Okay. God, you know, we shot one of the DVDs on the show, and unfortunately, it just, there were so many storylines going on there, I just didn't make it into the show.
Oh, too bad.
I know. We shot
people have been very interested.
We
in
shot
that.
The post-pregnancy DVD on the show, and it just didn't. It was a hilarious scene too, one of them, and it just didn't make it. It was such a shame. There was like, there's a term for that in TV. I guess it's a gross term. It's called like killing babies, like scenes that are awesome, but you have to cut them for time.
Wow, and such
killing
a nice,
babies,
nice such a nice term.
Disgusting, I know, but that's what they call it. Anyway, what a shame. Okay, so the first thing is you have to decide what the DVD is. And a lot of times the retailers try to tell you what they will and won't carry, right?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, which a DVD, not something you put on demand, a DVD that goes into Walmart or Target or things of that nature. And like, for example, they didn't want a post-pregnancy one, and I was like, I don't care. I don't care if Walmart takes it or not. You don't want it? No problem. Did it anyway. Giancarlo was dying. We shot this whole thing. It's such a shame. You'd actually have seen this whole process. I was like, I don't care. I'm doing it. Target was like, we want it. We'll take it. Good for you, Target. And so usually they'll say, we want full body, or we want this, we want that. But I'll turn around and say, well, you know, and looking at my portfolio, I'm cannibalizing my own titles, right? So, like, I don't want to do a Ripton 30 sequel because Ripton 30 is selling really well.
Oh,
or,
I
like, I don't, you know, I did Yoga Inferno, and it replaced Yoga Meltdown. Or like, so I'll look at it and go, what modality haven't I done? So like one time I was like, oh, I want to do like one that's a Pilates fusion one. No, Pilates doesn't sell. So then the retailers will tell you, no, we won't take it. I want to do one for women after baby. No, they won't take it. You know, it's just like, so we go through that. Generally, then we kind of agree, and I will usually force my will upon the situation. So it's like, I haven't done kickboxing. Let's do that. I haven't done yoga. Let's do that. Oh, you know, we haven't done upper body, but we've done lower body and abs. You know, let's do upper body, which is how Killer Arms and Back came into play. So that's first. Once we have it, then I'll go, okay. And they'll say, well, what's the workout? And I'll go, oh, it's, you know, if it's beginner shred, it's 3 20-minute workouts, right? Then if it's, oh, it's going to be, you know, oh, it's arm, it's like the pregnancy one. I worked with Andy on this one, and we broke it into three, but we did upper body, core, and lower body. So it's 3 workouts, and they're 20 minutes because you just had a baby. So we decide, first of all, how we're going to structure it. Like, is it 3? Is it 4? What's the time length? And that's all based on what the actual workout is, right? So how long is it? And how many are there? And is it total body or like, is it split up? And then we figure that out. Then I write the workouts and I show them to Kenta Seki, who you see in Body Revolution, Body Shred, really, really handsome Asian guy, and Kendall, who works with me as my sort of consigliere, right? And we put them on DVD and then we cast. In casting, I look for the following things. Diversity, obviously. If you do any of my DVDs, you see that diversity is really important to me. I think it's very important that Latin women, Asian women, black women they want to see another black woman, Asian woman, Latin woman, you know, up there doing the workouts.
Right.
So whether it's Natalie Wyko or Shannon, who's gorgeous, 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 gorgeous Asian girl that's in like Yoga Inferno. It just, you know, if you look at any of my programs, I make sure there's diversity. It's my number one requirement. And believe me, you will always find incredible athletes from any ethnic background. So to be honest with you, Latin has been hard. Finding good, really strong Latinas has been hard. I've found like one or two. But that has been challenging. That's why I have less, unfortunately. It's like I have, when I find them, I use them over and over and over again if they're good. That's why. And I also want the audience to develop a relationship with them, like Natalie and Anita from 30 Day Shred, you know, or Bashira, or like when I put you in my DVDs and you can deliver, I want the audience to get to know you. You know, they're not background. The people behind me are talent.
That I will say, which I've
always
been.
I never treat them like background. They're talent. They have names.
I've always been intrigued by that because you're right. The people you choose are amazing. Like if I ever had Janice's workout, a DVD, I would make sure the people behind me were not very good so that I would look fantastic. Like, so
people do that. I never do that.
See, yeah. So if I'm clapping like this, right, they really work in my moves, the Janice exercise moves like this. Like kind of.
She's doing the 1982 step.
Right. So the person behind me would be kind of like this. Like off, just a little off.
No.
So that they go, look at that, Janice.
No. I need the best of the best. Hire me.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons. One, I need to be able to go to them when I'm teaching, and I need them to be on point. If they're off, it's so annoying to me. So, you know, because...
Oh, when you're live teaching.
Yeah. Oh, I'm teaching in the DVD.
Oh, I see.
I'm usually instructing. So when I turn around and I'm like, take a look at Natalie. Notice how, you know, her arms are here and her knees are there and she's doing this and she's bending here and not from there and her back is straight and blah, blah, blah. If I turn around and say, notice how Natalie's got her belly button pulled in, tailbone tucked, spine is straight, and it's not, we got to stop. Start over. I can't say, look at her crappy form. Isn't this great? Don't ever do what Natalie's doing. No. So,
which is why I'm not on the DVD, because you would say, look at Janice. Oh,
look how shitty Janice is doing.
She's just Peter Pan.
Janice just pissed all over the place. We've got to stop down and clean it up. It's not water. It's yellow. Okay. And it smells.
There you go. Okay.
So, yeah. So, first, I like diversity. And then I'm like, all right, I look for athleticism. I need to know that, A, they have good form, and, B, they've got endurance, because we don't shoot it once. This is why, oh, can't you just use regular people? No. And here's why. Not only do we not shoot it once, we shoot the entire DVD in one day, which is usually 3 to 4 workouts, and we shoot each workout twice.
Right.
So you might be like, look at me. Okay, well, you know, you have to be an extreme athlete to do that and do it well. Your form can't be compromised. And they're, you know, sometimes it is, and they die, you know, and they're like on there dying. But I don't mind that, because I'm like,
I don't mind that.
I don't, because I think the person at home's dying. So they're like, oh, good, they're dying, so I don't feel alone, mm-hmm. as long as their form is strong. So that's how I choose who's behind me.
Right.
And then sometimes I switch out the girls, and I switch them out for two reasons. Like, if there's 3 workouts on a DVD, but there's 4 girls or 5 girls, it's A, because it's really hard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nobody can get through all this in a day. Twice. And B, I'll be like, all right, I have, you know, a black girl, and I have an Asian girl, but I don't have a Latin girl. Or I should probably have a white girl in there too. That was a conversation we had recently. I looked at the one girl in the pregnancy DVD, and I was like, I usually don't like white girls behind me, but you're a good one. I was like, there's enough of the white people in the world. But I was like, she was super cute. She's really cute. She did a great job. You'll see her if you need that DVD. So anyway, that's that. And then what'll happen is the circuits are on cards in front of me. So I can always see what's next, right? I never forget. I don't have to memorize it. So all the moves of that circuit are on a card right in front of me. And then Kenta is there teching the girls. He rehearses the girls for 2 days before.
There is a rehearsal there.
Yep. Kenta rehearses the girls 2 days before. Then Kenta will keep the girls on time, so they watch him off camera, so they can stay on time with each other. Because I'm like in the workout, out of the workout, talking in the workout, out of the workout. And Kendall is keeping me on point with my exercises. Like, okay, now go to the, you know, squat, jump, go to the, okay, next move, you know, tornado, crunch, next move. And they're on flashcards in front of me. And then there's a timer. There's a timer on an iPad. So like 30 seconds, and I see, oh, I got 5 more seconds, and he's like, wrap it up. And I'm like, okay, last repetition and next move, and it's right there on the card. You know, squat jacks, here we go. And that's how we kind of stay on point. And then there's a formula. So usually I'll do each exercise twice. The first time I'll show the modification. First time I go over form, modification. Then the second time around, I can show a progression, and then I can do more inspiration.
So that's right, because you can't break down and edit, can you? I mean, it has to be kind of just...
We do shoot it twice in case there's a mistake.
But it's through.
There's 3 cameras. Yeah.
Wow. Well, there you go, Whitney. There is the answer to your question.
Manus. Okay, guys, plated time. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef quality ingredients or digging for new recipes. And with Plated, you don't have to. It works like this. You go to plated.com/Jillian. You choose from amazing chef designed recipes each week. They've got different recipes to fit everyone's tastes. And these guys will lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the right amount of ingredients for your dinner, so you don't waste food and you don't waste money buying food you don't use. It's all delivered right to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. If you're not home, your plated box will keep everything fresh until midnight on the day that it arrives. Every recipe can be prepared in under 30 minutes. So all you got to do is go over to plated.com/Jillian right now, and you can get two meals for free. Plated.com/Jillian.